Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Babe Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Len Schulte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bobby Wilkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The catcher, Greek George. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joe Burns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilkins. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is called out on strikes. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge is called out on strikes. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Burns reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkins hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-1 in the game. Metro takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estalella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Wilkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metro. Schult reaches second base with a double. McQuinn moves to third. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-1 in the game. George bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0 for 1 in the game. Shirley hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Stevens moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gene Moore pinch hits for Babe Martin. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Moore now playing right field. Milt Burns now playing left field. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilkins hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Metro reaches second base with a double. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estalella strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0 for 2 in the game. George hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0 for 2 in the game. Shirley strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell strikes out. One out. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schult fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to second. Hal Peck pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee pinch hits for Bobby Wilkins. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Bush now playing shortstop. Joe Barry now pitching. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Burns is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 3 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Metro moves to second. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0 for 3 in the game. George hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metro. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball towards right. Burns catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0-for-3 in the game. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards the mound. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Burns reaches second base with a double. Shirley moves to third. Steve Gerken now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive towards third. Kell catches it and steps on third to double up Shirley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Metro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-4 in the game. Estalella hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metro moves to second. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-4 in the game. George strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McQuinn bunts towards the mound. Gerken fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Shult takes first base on ball 4. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0 for 4 in the game. Haworth takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Shult moves to second. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0 for 4 in the game. Shirley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shult scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken strikes out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Metro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 5 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Siebert bunts towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to first for the out. Estilella moves to second. One out. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0 for 5 in the game. George hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Hall strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 0, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.